going to be presenting how to plan for your planning session. So here with me today, we have Sarah Parkinson, wedding planner for Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings. We have Sarah Malfera. She is a floral event manager for the Disney Event Group. Diane Bowen, senior wedding planner, and Jamie Betts, wedding planner. So we'll be covering a lot of fun stuff. Very enthusiastic crowd this time around. All right. Woo. Live bunch. All right. So what we're going to do today is talk about how to prepare for your planning session. So how many people in the group are already a Disney bride? They've signed a contract. Disney bride or groom? All right. So we got a bunch of you. So this really pertains to you. Now, how many of you hope to be a Disney bride or groom? All right. How many of you were already a Disney bride or groom? All right. So we got a couple in the room. So you've been through this process. You keep us honest. All right, so what we hope to do here today is give you some fun facts and tips and helpful hints on how to prepare for your planning session. A planning session here at Disney may be a little different from what you've experienced out in the real world. It is the first step in building the foundation, or the blueprint rather, for your big day. All the resources to plan a wedding are here on site at Disney World. So it's very different than planning a wedding out in the real world. So gone are the days of wandering up and down the aisles of a bridal show. Not that our bridal show today is fabulous, but no. You do not have to visit 10 bakers, 9 cosmetologists, 8 photographers. Everything's here on site. So after your planning session, you've essentially built your wedding. All right, so we're going to go over how to prepare for that big day. All right. So how to prepare for your planning session. All right. So some differences to keep in mind as we talk about a planning session are that first you're going to sign your contract. Once you pick your date, once you pick your location, the framework is in place. All right. And so the timeline is a little bit different here at Disney. And so once you've picked your location and your time, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Now you can spend spend a lot of time researching what you'd like to do for your wedding. And the timeline at Disney is very different, again, because all the resources are on site. So you may have already experienced this, where a family or a fellow friend has said, a family member or friend has said to you, have you met your photographer? Have you picked out your dress? Have you gotten all these details in place? That's okay if you haven't. You can wait a little bit longer than the average bride or groom to make that happen, because this isn't your average wedding planning process. We've got it covered. All right, so we're going to start with a top 10 list of tips to prepare.
All right, starting with number 10, in preparation for your planning session, you want to determine who your key decision makers are. These are people that you have maybe deemed financially responsible on the contract, or there's someone's opinion that you trust. You obviously want to try to incorporate as many people as you can as part of your planning process, so bridal party, wedding party, but something to keep in mind is at the planning session, we're going to be covering items for your budget, so you want to ask yourself if you feel comfortable enough, those who are at your planning session, you want them knowing your wedding budget. Also, take advice with a grain of salt. Your mother's wedding, your sister's wedding, they all happened in the past, and this is your special day. So you want to make sure that any advice that you're taking is with a grain of salt, because this is for you specifically. So just take all advice with a grain of salt.
Number 9 is touch base with your wedding planner before you make travel arrangements to come in for your planning session. There are a lot of elements that go into putting your planning session together that we need to make sure they all line up before we can go ahead and book your session. So once you decide who it is that's attending the planning session with you, all of you should get together and send us 3 or 4 dates that work well for all of you. Your planning session is an entire day. So we need you to come in and be prepared to spend an entire day with us. Once you have those 3 or 4 dates, you're going to send it to your planner. Your planner is going to check their availability. They're going to check over at Franck's Bridal Studio, which is where we host our planning sessions, to make sure that we've got space over there to conduct your session. They're also going to check with the Disney florist to make sure that somebody is available to come to the planning session and talk to you about all your floral and linen and specialty chair needs. And the last thing, if your venue allows you to do a menu tasting, we need to check with the kitchen to see if they've got the space to do that tasting. There are certain times of the year that we are heavy on conventions in certain of our convention centers that tastings are just not possible on certain days. So, you know, the more dates that you can give us, the more variety and the easier we can check to see what we've got available. And then we're going to confirm back to you one of those 4 dates, hopefully, to you. The other thing is, we will start looking to do your planning session 4 to 6 weeks prior to your actual wedding date. The reason that's done is it's 6 months. I'm sorry, 4 to 6 months. We can go ahead and 6 months. That's going to put stress on all of us. I may pull my hair out by then. But at the 6 month mark, I can actually lock in all of your pricing. Prior to that, we can certainly do a planning session, and we've done them in the past. It's just that there may be pricing that cannot be confirmed until we hit that 6 month mark. We know there's a lot of people, you have got work environments. There are only certain dates that you can travel. We understand that. We do planning sessions outside that 6 month. Just be lenient with us that we may not be able to guarantee all of our pricing until we get that 6 month mark. Okay. And then once you're done, your day, your plan, it's an entire day, as I said. The one thing we do ask, it is a long day. Come prepared to take notes. Please eat prior to coming. You don't know how many people skip their breakfast. And we are not getting a break until maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock. So please just be sure you eat something prior to so that you're alert. A lot of information is going to be given to you during that one full day. We know that some of it may not seep into the heads. Some of it we're splatting out so quick at you. That's why you have follow-up phone calls. We have brides that will come back a second time if they have it in their budget to come in and do another planning session or to do a re-meet and to review everything. We are here for you. Please understand that. We want to make this day, everything that's in your mind, come to fruition.
Okay, so you've booked your planning session, you got your flights, and now it's time to think about your actual wedding, time to collect some inspiration. So, you know, in this day and age, there's a lot of different ways to do it. You can do it the old-fashioned way, where you get your bridal magazines, you tear all the pages that you like, and you get inspiration that way. But, you know, we all love to be on the internet, too. So if you're not really sure where you want to start, if you're not sure how to start planning, hit a Pinterest board and start pinning. And then after a while, you might see some trends start to unfold, like, oh my goodness, I love pink, apparently. Also, too, at DisneyWeddings.com, that's our official website, we have dream boards, and they have pictures of actual events that we've done here at Disney. So anything that you see on there, we've done it, and we can do even more than that, make it custom to you. Also, too, it's really a good idea before you arrive to the planning session to have brides, to have your dress, you know, picked out. You don't necessarily have to have the dresses for your bridesmaids, but know your colors. And if you can, bring us some fabric swatches, because if we're coordinating anything with the colors of your wedding, we want to get as close as we can. Another place, too, to get some inspiration is to think about your family. You know, some family inspiration. Maybe your grandma makes a great, you know, Italian wedding soup, and you want to incorporate that into the wedding. Or maybe you want to do a vintage-inspired, because you really love your grandma, and you want it to, grandmas are great, right? You want it to kind of be a nod to her. And also think, too, why are you coming to Disney? Are you a big Disney fan? Probably. So maybe we've got some Disney memories. You know, maybe we want to incorporate some of your favorite movies, or we can incorporate your favorite attractions at the theme parks in a subtle way, or, you know, your favorite foods that you love to eat while you're here. Like a churro, or maybe not turkey legs, but how do you do that at this party? But just think, you know, start getting inspiration, you know, send it to us in advance, bring it with you, and we're going to start going in that direction and make this wedding your wedding.
Can you imagine serving turkey legs at a wedding?
I've done it!
You can dream it, we can do it.
Yes.
Number 7 is your planning materials. Once you've booked your planning session, it's time to fill out your planning kit. You'll be making selections for your menu tasting, also picking flavors to try during your cake tasting. The planning kit is really just to start the dialogue with you and your fiancé about different elements of your wedding. Fill it out as much as you can. It's okay if you don't know the answer to every question. Nothing is set in stone, so, you know, fill it out with whatever you think is important to you, and that will help your planner prepare for your planning session.
All right, number 6 is think logistics.
you want to start a list of who is going to be with you while you're getting ready the day of the wedding. Having this list and knowing how many people are going to be with you is going to do a couple things. First, it's going to let you know how many people need cosmetology services, so you can communicate that to your cosmetologist, which then is going to let you know what time you have to be up that day. Also, it's going to help in coordinating transportation, knowing how many people are going to be traveling with you from your resort to pre-ceremony photos. It's going to let us know how many vehicles, what type of vehicles that are going to be needed. Also, if anyone traveling with you, whether that be with you in your bridal party or wedding party, or your guests coming to the wedding have any special need special assistance, we have vehicles that are accessible to those with handicaps, so just let us know that in advance so we can plan for that. Also, you want to make sure you plan to eat while you're getting ready. A couple of us have had instances where a wedding party member or even the bride or groom has fainted during a wedding. We don't want that to happen to you, so just make sure you plan to incorporate that into your day.
I would say a little sugar going down, attitude going up. Three. All right, so number five is book your resort room. And the reason this is important in terms of planning for your planning session is because knowing where you're going to get ready is going to affect many factors in the blueprint of your itinerary. If you're getting ready the same place that you're hosting your wedding, you may not need transportation. That may shorten the length of your photography package. It may elongate the length of your photography package. So there's a lot of things that factor that depend on where you're getting ready. So thinking about that, or having an idea of where you're going to wake up the morning of the wedding and where everyone is going to be very important. Now, if you go through the planning session and you decide to change your location, that's okay. Sometimes it's easier to make changes to a document that's already in place than to just leave everything blank and figure it out later. So really think about your budget when it comes to accommodations and think about where you want to be when you wake up. It's important to note that check-in is around 3 or 4 o'clock and check-out is at 11. So always want to caution our brides and grooms to not be what I refer to as Disney homeless. So you never want to check out of your room on your wedding day at 11 and not have anywhere to go between 11 and 4. So you want to make sure that you keep that in mind. Yes, Disney homeless, it's a real thing.
Also have an open conversation with your parents, your fiancé, regarding any additional events you want to host, whether it's a welcome party, a farewell breakfast, a dessert party following the reception. This way, we know on the day of your planning session all the events that we need to cover. We can also send you, in case you didn't book those with your sales consultant prior to and it's not part of your letter of agreement, if you let us know in advance, we can check availability, give you ideas of what's available, send you menus, and if those are something that you want, we can get them booked, and then the planning session, we're just sailing right on through everything and getting them covered instead of having to stop, try to check availability, see what's out there, explain it all to you, then try to get you some menus. It's all done in advance. So anything that you can help us with and try to get you that most accurate budget we can get you. Also, if you're going to host any auxiliary events, who's paying for those events? Is that going to the wedding budget or is that going to be a separate budget? Let your planner know. We can always separate that out into another account so it never hits your bottom line. We are billing that to somebody else.
And then number three is reviewing the menus and information prior to your planning session. It's helpful to take a look at the planning resource guides that we have, as well as looking at the different packages that we offer with food and beverage. Thinking about what you want for your photography and your video options. And then as Sarah was saying, to get some inspiration, check out our Disney Weddings Pinterest page, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, all of the social medias, see what other brides have done in the past, maybe to spark some inspiration on what you want for your big day. And our ever after blog, say that 10 times fast, also highlight some of our weddings, real weddings that we have here at Disney, so you can get some inspiration there as well.
All right, number two is determine a realistic budget.
We want you to feel comfortable in sharing what your overall budget will be with your planner. That's going to help them make educated suggestions. It's coming from a place where if you share with your planner your priorities, they're going to make the best suggestions based on what you're sharing with them. So if you tell them, hey, food and beverage is one of the most important aspects of our wedding, or photography is one of the most important aspects, when it comes time to make revisions, when it comes time to make adjustments to your plans, we know that, hey, we are not touching photography and video. It is the most important thing to our couple, and we're going to talk maybe some adjustments with food and beverage or transportation instead. Also, it's going to help us use your budget in the best possible way. Our job isn't to just spend every penny on the table. Our job is to make what you do have with the budget and make it look like you spent double. So that's the beauty of having an experienced wedding planner at the helm to really guide you through what is going to make the biggest impact. All right. And I think the number one piece of advice we could give you is relax and enjoy. Yes, relax and enjoy this process. This is one of the most exciting moments in your life, and we are thrilled to be guiding you through it. It is a fun day, your planning session. You spend a day with some amazingly talented people, chefs, florists, wedding planners. You're gonna taste cake from our incredible chefs. So it's an amazing day, it's a fun day, and we just simply want you to enjoy it. We want you to ask a lot of questions, and we want you to live happily ever after. So what we wanted to do is, we didn't want this to be super long. We did want to give you as much information to be as prepared as possible. We know everybody wants to get back into the showcase, but we did want to leave time to answer any questions. If there's anything we didn't cover, we wanted to give everyone an opportunity to ask questions at this time. Sound good?
Anyone? I forgot what it was called, but it was some sort of form that you don't have filling out before your...
A planning kit, which we will send you.
Okay.
So that is not something that you automatically have. Everything happens in its own in its own process. Once you sign your letter of agreement, you will be turned over to the planning team. We'll work together in developing a date and send you planning kit, menu tasting forms that guide you through the process.
If you have a date in mind, how far in advance do you need to know the date? Like, how would you suggest?
You can start working with our sales consultants at 16 months prior to the wedding date that you're interested in. Once you hit a year out, that's when your space can be confirmed and your contract can be signed and turned over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Quiet group. You were laughing and so vivacious at the beginning. All right.
We have you. Oh, you're fine. We'll get you.
Is there a mix that you recommend to people who have not been through this process? A typical wedding, 30% is food and beverage, 20% is this, so much is that, and then we will customize that mix to your priorities. For people who haven't gone through it, they may not have a sense of what that balance. What is normal?
When you speak with your sales consultant, depending upon the time of day of your wedding and the day of the week.
Okay.
There is a food and beverage minimum that needs to be met earlier in the day. The later we go, the higher that food and beverage minimum becomes. There's also an enhancement fee that would include photography, videography, entertainment, floral. Weekdays, that enhancement fee is less than it is on the weekends. And then when you throw a holiday in there, sometimes that's a little bit higher as well, if it's a very popular weekend for us to do weddings, I think.
But I think one of the most important things is that each wedding is different with us. I mean, we have really perfected the art of planning a wedding and making it as easy as possible, but truly every wedding is different. We host weddings here in this room. We have weddings in theme parks. We have weddings in specialty venues like Atlantic Dance or The Attic. So I think what we do very well is talk to a couple and figure out what's important to them. So it's not just a generic breakdown that's applicable to everyone. We're really digging in and finding out how to tell your story.
But to get a good, well-versed number, like if you're looking for a specific number, looking through the contract with your minimum expenditures, multiply food and beverage minimum times your guest count, add the venue, the ceremony fee, and then add your enhancement minimum, and that's going to give you a good number to start with.
Do you have certain protocols you follow when weather intervenes?
Always.
Yes. Disney, we are lucky Disney has their own radar system. So yes, we do, anytime you have an outside function, we are automatically going to block an inside room just in case of weather. We leave it up to our catering team when there's food and beverage involved. That call needs to be made, unfortunately, 5 hours prior to your function. It's just there's so much setup involved, and we've been caught. I believe Maxine has been caught more than once where the rain all of a sudden came. I know I've been caught, and there's nothing we can do. Once that food's out there, it's hard to pull that food in. So I err to the side of if there is a 50% chance of rain or weather within a 50-mile radius of Walt Disney World, the catering team's going to pull those functions and put them inside.
Thing is, we want to keep the integrity of your event intact, so we don't want it to make it look like, oh, we're all of a sudden pulling everything in at the last minute. So to keep everything that you've worked so hard to plan intact, we call the weather call earlier on so your guests wouldn't even know the difference.
Hi, I've seen weddings like at Epcot in the middle of the day. How do they ensure that both people won't intervene with your reception and get in front of your pictures and stuff?
So ceremonies can take place when the park is closed in the morning, and we do have receptions that can take place in certain locations in certain times of the year. You may notice that if you've ever seen those weddings, they are usually roped off. They are usually manned by what we call an event guide, so a staff member who stands there to prevent guests from coming in and coming out. More often than not, most of our events that happen in the theme park happen either before park open or after. Some do happen during the day, but when they do, they are segregated from the guests. So, and we usually do a great job of keeping everybody away. But people will always be interested in a Disney wedding. They'll always stop and say, what's going on here? So, anyone else? Yeah.
Wanted to ask you, because the contracts are very intense. We're just at the point of signing the contract and all that, and it's lengthy.
It's a lot of reading. Best to go and order pizza, sit down and read the whole thing.
I got to page 7, and she pulled it away from me and said, just sign it.
I'm fired.
My question, though, is around page 7. That things can change, okay? And my question was, because, you know, the wedding planning, the whole system is a lot less than a big convention, General Motors coming in and taking over your whole place. And it says throughout the whole contract there's a possibility of things changing, If once the contract's signed, we have the dates, we have everything ready, because maybe a big player comes in and wants your space, is that ever one of the ways that you could be bumped?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been here for about 17 years, and I've probably only seen that happen maybe once. And if that did happen, we took care of the guests the best possible way. I think probably one of the bigger, I don't know the right word to use, but it's construction. Walt Disney World is constantly changing, and there is a young lady who's sitting right here who went through it not too long ago. Her ceremony space was under construction after she signed her contract, but we moved her space, and how was your wedding?
Perfect.
So, you know, that construction and changes at Walt Disney World happen, sometimes without us knowing. And so that may probably affect maybe the location of a Magic Kingdom bridal portrait. Maybe the route is going to change because there's new construction happening. But we always find a one. I think that's one of the best things about Walt Disney World is that we're not just a bunch of ballrooms. You know, if you were going to get married, let's just say at Flame Tree, and then we had to move you to Belvedere or move you to Everest. You know, those are some cool things that we've done before. If you've encountered construction, so yeah, can it happen? Yes. Does it happen often? Not really. So I think because we have a lot of respect between each other, that if there's a group coming in and they see someone
you know, there's a wedding there, they'll find another location. The Grand isn't where, you know, there's other convention centers at Walt Disney World. There's the Contemporary, the Coronado, the Boardwalk, the Yacht Club. So, you know, we'll usually find some other space for general members to go. They have their own attraction at Epcot. They'll be all right. We'll find some space for them. But it's a good question because it is scary because you see that language and you're not really sure what that means for you as an individual, but it's rare that you get bumped like that. And if General Motors bumped your wedding, you should ask for a car.
Hello.
Hi.
As far as down payment for the venue you decide, how does that work? I mean, if you don't have the budget already set, so when you sign that original letter of agreement, is it the same amount for everyone, depending on guest size, or?
It's the same amount for everyone. It's the $4,000 deposit at the sign. When you send that letter of agreement back, $4,000 comes to us at that point.
For Wish's wedding.
For Wish's wedding.
They didn't even plan the wedding.
Correct.
Anybody else?
All right, well, we'll stick around in case anyone has some other questions, but if you guys want to get back in there, go see the showcase. Remember, we've got a special speaker at 6.